Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was listening a little bit to my friends Kyle Bogey and Bob Winowski. Wojo, by the way, will join us at 8:30. They call it the Bogey and Wojo Show. They're in this week for Valeni, who's on vacation. And they were doing a topic I thought was pretty interesting last night about the effects of winning and losing on you as a fan and whether the wins have a more positive effect versus the losses having a negative effect. Meaning, do losses stick with you in a bad way more than the wins stick with you in a good way? And I know this from just knowing athletes or competitors or people, even like rec people. It's like winning is almost a relief, whereas losing is just a pain. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you feel good about winning, but losing is just, it's a nightmare for you. And anyway, so they were talking about it with Michigan and Michigan State, of course. And Wojo said, like, you take Michigan. You have, like, what's the most devastating loss the last few years? Trouble with a snap for Michigan Wolverines.
Not even close.
Okay. And he goes, and biggest win is probably what? Beating Rutgers 78-0. I mean, he was joking, obviously, because it was like, oh, yeah, that game where, was that the final score, 78-0 when they beat Rutgers?
Michigan State a couple years ago on the road. Because you had to beat them. I know they sucked that year. You had to beat them. I was there.
Yeah, but even that win wasn't that. I mean, that
Penn State. Penn State at the Big House.
Let me set up the topic before you start answering the question.
All right.
Okay. The topic is, and like all of a sudden it sounded, and that wasn't the topic they were doing, which is what's the biggest Michigan win, but all of a sudden they both seemed a little bit stumptook saying, okay, what's the biggest Michigan win over the last 15 years? I mean, you take Michigan State and what they've done in the last 10 years, and granted, in a rivalry situation, they've had dramatic wins over Michigan. They've had ass-kicking wins over Michigan. But they've also had little giants. They also had Rocket. They also had a little something we like to call the Big Ten Championship game. They also had something we like to call the Big Ten Championship game part two. They also had the Rose Bowl. They also had the Cotton Bowl. I mean, need I go on?
No, please stop.
And then Michigan, they have what? And that's the question. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. If you're a Michigan football fan, in your mind, what has been the signature win? What has been the landmark win? What's the win that you might keep your ticket stubs for? You might have some sort of a print on your wall in your man's room. You might taunt your friends about, because there's not that many. And again, I don't want to steal anybody's thunder. I would even go so far as to say some of the wins they've had, we didn't even appreciate them when they had them, because the significance of the wins didn't come around until later on in the season. And I think of the Penn State game and the Washington game 2 years ago for Harbaugh when he was the coach. It's like, oh, those were pretty good wins.
Colorado,
sorry. Because Colorado then beat Washington. Is that what happened?
They lost to Washington in the Pac-12 game.
Yeah. But it was like, at the time, those wins didn't even seem that big, because they're like, well, those teams aren't that good. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, Penn State's actually really good. That was actually a pretty nice win. But at the time, you weren't even like appreciating how big a win those were.
Yeah, by the way, I wasn't trying to answer the topic. I'm saying, I thought you meant the last few years. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
Overall, and this is the sad part about being a Michigan fan, and I brought this up to you guys when we were getting ready for the show today. You go back to 06, the Wolverines have played 16 games on the road against ranked teams. You
know, since 06?
Since 06, 2006.
Okay.
They played 16 games on the road against ranked teams, top 25. Do you know how many of those they won? Just take a stab at it.
Zero. Okay.
So there has not been a lot. The reason I brought it the last few years, at least during Harbaugh's era, I don't think there's any signature wins at all.
What you just said sums it up. Because what's a signature win? It's winning on the road against a ranked team. It's beating a rival in either handily or in a shocking manner. And they haven't done that. The only win over a rival they have in the last, I mean, they beat Ohio State when Luke Fickell was the coach.
Right.
And they beat Michigan State a couple years ago. But even that Michigan State win, like I was saying, they were supposed to go in and thrash.
They were
Michigan
17
State.
Point favorites.
Right. They were supposed to get in and thrash MSU. And they didn't have to hang on, but it was not nearly as comfortable as it probably should have been.
You know what else a signature win is? A game that you're not supposed to win. And you do. And Michigan has none of those really in the last. They were favorites against Penn State. They were favorites against Colorado.
Right.
for me, and I'm going to go, I'm going back 11 years. It's incredible. I'm going to go back 11 years, and I'm going to go to a fabled day on January 1st, the 2007 season, 2008 in January. And this is the exact definition to me of a signature win. Michigan was a 10.5-point underdog. They were playing on a neutral field against a stupid Gators team led by touchdown Jesus Tim Tebow. And they went out there and Lloyd Carr's last game with Chad Henne smacked the Gators, scored 41 on them. They carried Lloyd off the field. I was watching that game in Florida with basically one or two Michigan fans and the rest of them Gators fans. And that, to me, is the biggest win the Wolverines have had in 15 years.
Okay, I'm going to turn to Greg Hargrave, our Michigan football historian, in 1 second. I don't count that.
Don't count that?
No.
Because it's a bowl game?
Partially.
How do you not count that? It was in 2008. It fits the bill.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And I'm being a stickler.
But, of course you are.
But here's why I discount that game. I count the game, but I downplay the game. Here's why. Number one, it was a bowl game. Number two, it was the whole Lloyd's last game. Nothing on the line.
Then it went after Bo died.
Yeah, but they played a hell of a game.
They still lost.
Okay. Number three, it was like, I don't know. That game annoyed me in a way. Well, no, seriously, listen, because they had Henne. They had Jake Long. They had Mike Hart. And it's like, where was that offense for the last 2 or 3 years? And finally, that particular day, Lloyd's like, screw it. Let's throw it all at him. And it's like, thanks, Lloyd. I wish you had done that the previous 12 games. Otherwise, we might not be playing in the Citrus.
But back to my signature win point. They were big underdogs.
Okay, but my point
Tebow.
Is signature wins are ones that you have a great feel about in your heart. I'm not sure Michigan. I know you're a Michigan fan.
Oh, I went nuts.
If I'm a Michigan fan, I don't love that game because it's kind of like, yeah, but.
No, I love that game.
Okay.
Let's go to Greg and see what he thinks.
Greg's a Michigan football historian.
He is.
Jamie, very good point. That is a point of contention with Michigan fans is that they finally open up the offense in the Citrus Bowl. And yes, and Dan, yes, in terms of the team they beat, yes, sandwiched between two national championship teams that played for Florida.
Right.
Dude, it's the Citrus Bowl. I think that's kind of what Jamie's point is, too.
Yes. Well, but it's the Citrus Bowl.
Once again, 16 road games against ranked teams. They haven't won any of them. What do you want from me?
I was going to say, it's not like you have a bunch to choose from.
I got
so
one
that's a
more,
fair
but
point.
I won't give it away until I want someone to name it for me. Okay. I got one more.
You mentioned road games.
Yes.
Okay, here's a road game. I think is the last time they went on the road and beat a team. Number two, Notre Dame.
Yes.
In the third week of 2006, they went into South Bend and clocked them.
Yep, that was the 11-2
turnovers.
Year.
They harassed Brady Quinn the whole game.
Yep.
Mario Manningham scored 3 touchdowns on long passes. They're just throwing bombs up to him.
Yep.
And they just destroyed Notre Dame. I think it's that game.
And it's somewhat unexpected, too. I mean, I remember that, you know, Lloyd was kind of down. And not down, but people were down on Lloyd. And that was a very surprising outcome. And the next day in the Free Press, the headline was Car Wash. And a picture of Lloyd Carr with a bucket of water being dumped down over him.
No, Greg, that was a great one. And that was a long time ago. But that was the year, of course, they lost the Bo Schembechler after he passed away, game 1-2, and lost to USC in the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I didn't, you know, and I'm not, I think Greg is always fair about his Michigan stuff. I felt great about that game, but the bowl game for me, I know it's a bowl game, and they do matter for momentum. It was Lloyd's last game, big underdogs, Tebow. I could stand that guy. They smacked the Gators in their own state. That's the one that meant the most to me. In this, like I said, there's not a lot to choose from.
I don't have the ticket text up right now, Greg. Are we getting a lot of the 67-65 win over Illinois? No, we're not.
13 so far of those.
Oh, that's strange. All right, we'll take your phone calls, take your texts. What is the biggest Michigan football win in the last 15 years or so? You can finagle the time parameters if you'd like to.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, okay, since what, 06? 03?
Since the last time they won the Big Ten.
Okay, since the last time they beat Ohio State. Since the Navarre win over Ohio State, which was what, 2003, fall of 03? So since then, what's their biggest win?
Okay, well, if you're going to say that, because they did win the Big Ten the following year, went to the Rose Bowl the following year.
Yeah
and
the
lost
Ohio
to Texas.
State game against number 4 Ohio State.
The Michigan State game.
Okay.
The Braylon game.
The best way to measure a rivalry is probably head-to-head.
Yeah, I would say so.
So Michigan State has the edge in the rivalry. Another way would be, of course, you know, overall team success. So Michigan State has the edge in the rivalry. But we were thinking about this before the show. If you simply listed the top signature wins in a rivalry, And against, not against each other, just against anybody. If you say, okay, list off Michigan State's signature wins in the last decade and list off Michigan's signature wins in the last decade, doesn't Michigan State have the top
10?
I was going to say 53.
I would say top 10. And Michigan's got number 11, maybe.
Easily. I mean, just right off the top of my head, and this is it without doing a deep dive, and I'll defer to Michigan State fans on this. The two Big Ten championship games.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
The Cotton Bowl.
Yep.
I may even put the loss to Alabama in the playoff.
No, that's definitely not.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't even start, Jamie.
Little Giants.
Yep.
Rocket.
Yep.
Trouble with the snap.
All the wins against Michigan.
Yeah, I mean that there was the game where they almost killed Devin Gardner. What was that game where Michigan had
2013?
Michigan was sacked 19 times for negative 236 yards, whatever that was.
I think it was 2013.
Yeah,
but 2013. Remember, some of those games Michigan was bad.
Yes, yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like they wouldn't count Michigan's 2016 win against Michigan State.
No,
big win.
No.
Nor would you count the Brady Hoke game where Michigan wore the silver helmets, and what was that game where Gibbons hit a field goal at the very end to win it? Remember?
Oh, yeah, 2012.
That wasn't like a signature win for Michigan, even though they did win the game.
Well, no, Michigan was ranked that year, though, for once. 12-10. Yeah, don't give me the slow clap. You're already ruining my life this morning bringing up the... You're right, Michigan State might have the top 15 wins. I don't think Michigan really has signature wins in the last 5-6 years.
Because
Penn State, Wisconsin,
a signature
maybe.
Win, like you said, has to come against a ranked opponent.
Yep.
Usually has to come on the road or has to come with some deal of drama along with it. And Michigan doesn't have any of those.
Or a game they were not expected to win.
Right.
And they did. And that's why, for me, I go back to 2008 and the bowl game against Tebow.
Some ticket text, 97136. Michigan beating Notre Dame in the first night game at the Big House Epic finish, Mark in a car.
That's number two for me. But it's a regular season game. Big win.
First night game ever played in the history of sports.
The atmosphere there was incredible.
I believe electricity was invented that night, right, before they turned those lights on at that game.
Yep. Seven Nation Army being played throughout with the pom-poms. It was sick.
12-10 win over Michigan State. First night game versus Notre Dame and revenge game versus App State. I believe those are sarcastic.
Well, the revenge game against App State was ridiculous. If anyone counts that, they're not a Michigan fan anymore.
And the 12-10 win over Michigan State, that was just kind of an ugly game. There was nothing really to that game.
It was in Ann Arbor, too. That's not a big win.
It was in Ann Arbor. Greatest win was the comeback win over Notre Dame under the lights at the Big House. Comeback against Notre Dame under the lights. I hated this topic last night when Bogey and Wojo brought it up, and now I have to suffer again. This sucks. See, I thought they did a different topic. Did they end up doing Michigan signature wins? I thought they were talking more about the emotions of wins and losses. It seems the leader via the ticket text is the Michigan-Notre Dame night game.
Yeah, listen, that was an incredible game. But I think the Florida team that I'm mentioning was much better than that Notre Dame team. Mm-hmm. And the Wolverines were a massive underdog against Tebow and the Gators.
Yeah.
That team had the Pouncey twins. They had Chris Rainey. They were really, really good. Neutral site. Lloyd Carr's last game. That's it for me.
How about Rich Rod beating Wisconsin?
That's one of my dad's favorite games.
That actually was a really entertaining game in the second half. I mean, we all know how the season ended, but at that particular juncture in the year, because Wisconsin was top 15, top 10 when they came into Michigan Stadium that day, that it seemed like, oh, okay, maybe Rich Rod's got something going here.
Yeah, that didn't work out very well.
David and Novi, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to have to agree with that Citrus Bowl win. It's a Citrus Bowl. It was an Orange Bowl against Florida.
Citrus was Florida.
Citrus was Florida in 08, yeah, January of 08.
That 2017 wasn't healthy the whole season.
Right.
Chad Henne, Mario Manningham, Mike Hart, and Jake Long were only together on the field for that Florida game. So I can only imagine what it would have been like if they had actually been healthy all season. You might have been actually had some national championship aspirations that year, but just never worked out because of injuries. So.
Let's go to Greg Hargrave, our Michigan football historian, who wants to chime in here, David.
They lost to Appalachian State, and then they did get clowned by Oregon at home. So yeah. I don't think they would have had national championship aspirations. That's when they were healthy.
Sure, but agree with that. Let me just make this point. The recovery by that team after the biggest loss in my lifetime against App State, and then Dennis Dixon, they got waxed by Oregon. I watched that game before a Dave Matthews concert in Atlanta. I'll tell you this. It was brutal just watching that game on TV. I felt the pain.
You are the king of the drop-in complete non sequitur that's irrelevant to anything.
I know. Sorry about that. But they recovered that year. And in Lloyd Carr's final year, to beat that Florida Gator team with all the talent they had sandwiched between the national championships, I just feel like that is the epitome for me of a signature win. And Jamie, I'll bring it up again for those just joining the program. You go back to 06, you have 16 road games against ranked teams. Michigan's won zero of them.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to choose from.
Right.
And the Notre Dame night game for me is a close second. That was an incredible atmosphere. It was an amazing comeback win. But I think that the team they played against in Florida and the fact that it was a bowl game, a New Year's Six bowl, well, not New Year's Six, but a bigger bowl game than Michigan had played in some of those other years, that's why it's the number one
I just,
for me.
And look, Michigan hasn't done it. So all the critiques are fair against them. And I'm not trying to excuse them of anything either. But, like, for example, the trouble with the snap game.
Don't remind me.
Well, I just did.
I know.
And it's I'll never forget watching that game. I was at a Kenny Rogers concert in Las Vegas. But anyway, it was
no one to hold them, no one to fold
them.
Yeah,
if they win that game, if Blake O'Neal doesn't do what he does, if Jalen Watts-Jackson doesn't do what he does, is that a signature win for Michigan?
Yes. Right? Yes, because if they win that game, and remember they had gone back-to-back-to-back shutouts, first time in the FBS since 95.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the precipice of the playoffs as far as like the rankings go.
Right, right, right.
If they win that game in year one under Harbaugh.
We would look back on that as a signature win.
Absolutely, because look what Michigan State did. They went to the playoff.
Yes,
they
did.
They got blasted.
They wouldn't have gone to the playoff though, if they lost that game. So, I mean, signature wins sometimes gain relevance over time. They gain more meaning over time, too.
By the way, I was just looking up some stats on that game. Chad Henne was 25 of 39 for 373 yards.
Right.
And three touchdowns. And Mike Hart had almost a buck 30 on the ground.
You're talking about the Citrus Bowl game.
Yeah.
Was at a Wiggles concert, actually, in South Beach when that game was played.
How about this one on the ticket? Because I do like this. Michigan's biggest win is Bama beating MSU 38-0. They can't seem to stop talking about it.
Hey, I'm not going to say some Michigan fans aren't like that petty about it.
Yeah. I'll never forget that. I was at a Joe Jackson concert in Seattle.
I thought it was a Joe Satriani concert.
No. That was for the 2006 Holiday Bowl that you're thinking of.
There
was no reason, actually.
I was so frustrated, but then I got to see Dave Matthews in Piedmont Park in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Sick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.